I didn't know much about George Lucas going into this, other than, of course, the Star Wars stuff, as everyone knows. But
he's an independent filmmaker, very
he,
independent, right away.
yeah, very independent filmmaker. And it's kind of wild because, like, you listen to stories of people talk about his career at USC as a filmmaker, and he was, and like, he very early on becomes friends with like people like Francis Ford Coppola
Right, of
and
course.
Brian De Palma.
Yeah.
Like these very famous kind of auteurs. And everyone, and when they saw his early work, THX and American Graffiti and his short films, like everyone thought he was going to be like a Francis Ford Coppola type.
Huge.
Like they
Yeah.
thought he was going to be like an auteur type of filmmaker. Even his wife, his first wife, who of course famously edited things like Taxi Driver and a lot of George
Yeah.
Lucas's work, like American Graffiti and stuff like that. It's sort of wild to see the direction that he ended up going to with Star Wars.
Yeah. What do you
Because like
mean?
his well,
They're great.
because like they're fine. I mean, I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as other people, but and I have a lot of respect for them, but they are very, and this is actually what a lot of, because this is like the part I'm getting into right now, is he's almost done with filming, or he's done filming Star Wars, but he's like almost done actually completing Star Wars. And he's showing it to all of his friends, who of course are like these very, big time directors, and big time directors, not in the sense that like they're famous directors, but in the sense that they make, kind of auteur stuff, style stuff, like Francis Ford Coppola and Brian De Palma and Martin Scorsese. And Brian De Palma, by the way, hated Star Wars. He saw an early cut of it, and he just tore, he tore
Yeah,
in to
he
George
did not like Star
Lucas.
Wars.
He fucking
Yeah,
hated.
I
He's
think I'm
like, where's all
remembering
the
that. Yeah.
blood and the guts
Yeah,
and
he
all
loves
this
blood.
stuff?
He loves blood and nudity. Yeah. I love Brian De Palma, one of my favorites.
It's wild. And you look at all the people involved in the original Star Wars, and you're talking like top-notch filmmakers involved in some area of the process, whether that be some really top-notch editors, including his wife. People who built the set designs are same people who built set designs for like 2001 Space Odyssey, A Clockwork Orange, like really
Yeah.
wildly successful filmmakers in a whole different range. Of course, sound design, John Williams. Of course, Steven Spielberg, very close friend of George
Yep.
Lucas, and actually offered to do second unit, to be the second unit director
Yeah.
on Star Wars. But George Lucas was like, no, he didn't trust him. He didn't trust the Steven Spielberg guy.
Yeah,
It's insane. I mean, clearly
he's an
George Lucas
interesting guy.
put a lot of fucking effort into Star Wars, and it took years and years to make it.
And I think like while filming it was like a nightmare, right?
It was a nightmare to
I
film.
I've watched a documentary, a good Star Wars documentary called Empire Dreams, which I liked. And yeah, like a big part portion of it is just talking about how the first Star Wars movie was made and how just fucked up it was.
Fucked up to like the nth degree. I mean, part of it is because it took him a really long time to get the funding. So a lot of the funding for the film did come from what he made on American Graffiti. So he funded it a lot of the film himself, which is very impressive. He, of course, because Fox would not pay, because he was originally going to Universal, but Universal said no, so he moved to Fox.
Big
Fox.
blunder right there. Big blunder. Huge. Drop the bag so hard. No movie
Yep.
studio has dropped the bag harder than that.
They've like calculated, they've lost like billions of dollars because of not
Yeah.
taking that Star Wars picture.
Ooh, yeah.
And, but even Fox was like, we're not going to pay for your special effects. Like, you got to pay for them yourself. So that's why he built his own special effects studio, which was called, I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, I know what
He
you're talking.
like
I know
the,
what it is, like Light and Magic or something like that.
yeah, Light and Magic. Yeah.
Yep,
So
which
he
still
starts
does
his,
stuff today. I think it's
still
still
does
around,
stuff.
and it's still like, and I think they're still like very innovative.
And who we brought on to like start the company are some like extremely successful and considered at the time some of the best in the industry. But the problem was was for the first year, they spent $1 million and got one shot. Like they were just not organized at all. I mean, they
Yeah.
just kind of they fucked around a lot. Like they described it as kind of like a frat party, because like George Lucas was off actually going to film it, and took him fucking forever.
Yeah, those Light and Magic guys that worked on the Star Wars movies, those guys are legendary. When they interview them
Yeah.
for Empire of Dreams, like they're amazing. it's so much fun hearing them talk about how they like did a certain thing or whatever. It's like so it's very inspiring.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. And George Lucas spent years writing a script, trying to sell it. He finally sells it to Fox and they give him like a $10 million budget, which is like, it's not fucking enough.
I think they also, but don't they also give him rights to all the merchandise?
So that was his thing. Cause like when they first signed
which
with him,
genius.
Oh yeah. When they first signed with him, American Graffiti hadn't come out yet. So he had basically no, because THX, like it was a box office bomb. Other than in France, no one really liked the movie that much. Like critics didn't really like it that much. But American Graffiti comes out, big box office success. All of the critics love it. Everyone loves this movie.
I've heard from multiple sources that it's boring.
I've
like
never
from people
seen
that I know.
I've never seen it. I really want to see it, but I don't want to pay for it. And right now there's only like a couple places you can find it.
I'll watch it someday. But yeah, it's just I've heard it's not very fun. But yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? But cool thing about American Graffiti, super low budget. I think it was, well, not super low. It was shot for like under $1 million. The cast, of course, all become very famous actors afterwards, or were already famous actors like Ron Howard. And it was all shot in 28 days. So really impressive film work, whether it's any good or not. Still impressive in that regard. But with Star Wars, there's a lot of like wild people that auditioned for it that I think would have been like,
yeah,
wild. Like Christopher Walken was like almost Luke Skywalker, like very close to becoming Luke Skywalker. Like, can you imagine?
It's hard to imagine anyone else doing that cast. That cast is perfect. You know, I know that Harrison Ford, because of his work on American Graffiti, he helped George Lucas do the interviews, right? And so, but he wasn't cast in it. I think he helped him like conduct interviews with people who conduct auditions with people who are auditioning. And I think they were just like, whatever, Harrison Ford can do the role.
Yeah. So this is another wild story. So Harrison Ford, like, you know, this famous story is like, oh, he was a contractor and they just like picked him up out of nowhere and he became, you know, the famous Star Wars person. But what's actually the case was before Harrison Ford was on American Graffiti, he was like the contractor for the stars. Like he had done like work for like some of the most famous movie stars and celebrities. Yeah. Like he wasn't just like your average contractor. Like this was a guy who made a lot of money being a contractor and was very successful at it. And he's brought on for American Graffiti. But George Lucas's thing is like, I don't want anyone from American Graffiti in my film. Like basically the whole crew, the whole cast. He's like, I'm not making that movie. Like I already did that. I don't want any of the cast, any of the crew. So he basically took no one over. And he was very adamant about not having any of the cast in Star Wars. But one of the producers is like, Harrison Ford would be really good as Han Solo. But George was like, no, no, no. And George Lucas took casting very seriously. Like he spent very long time casting for this
which
film.
Is kind of funny. I believe that it's kind of funny though, because Lucas, I don't think he's a very good actor director. I don't think
he's
he works
a terrible
well with actors.
Actor. He does not work well with actors at all. Like there's a lot of actors who have talked about George Lucas. They're like, I like George Lucas, but he's kind of a dick. And he
like,
does not.
I think he just has a hard time understanding like how acting works. I don't know. Like he's a great writer and a great architect, but not really with acting.
The way the actors describe his directing is there's basically only two things he'll say. He'll either say, perfect, cut it,
yes,
or do it again, but more. Like, that's it. Those are his only directions.
That is so awesome. I love that shit, dude. That's so funny. People hate George Lucas. I don't hate him. I think he's awesome.
He's something else. He's very interesting. And